This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters of London, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, I'm here today to remind you who you are. You are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent to all mankind, the man who wept for humanity, who wept for Muslims and non-Muslims alike, the first man in history to wipe female infanticide from an entire region within his lifetime. You are the ummah that has the message that causes populations to thrive when in our times populations are in decline. You are the ummah that has the religion that can protect people from intoxicants and toxic modernity. You are the ummah that has the strongest families. And officially, and it's not me who's saying this, but it's actually research organizations as well as newspapers in Britain are saying this now, you are officially the most generous and charitable community in Britain. So my brothers and sisters, don't ever forget who you are. Allah said about you, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation that has been extracted for the sake of mankind. Now that doesn't make us, that doesn't make you a chosen people in the sense that your lives matter more than the lives of others. No. What that means is that you're chosen for the sake of mankind. What that means is you're chosen for a higher responsibility. And that chosenness, that greatness, is conditional. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight after saying that you are the best nation extracted for mankind, He says, He gives you the conditions. He says, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. That the reason why you're the best nation taken out for the sake of mankind is because you enjoin the good. You're not willing to watch the slaughter of your brothers and sisters and sit down quietly about it. You're going to speak up. You're going to enjoin the good. When you see some oppression taking place, you're going to speak up. You're going to forbid the evil. And because you are believers, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have that conviction. So brothers and sisters, don't forget who you are. Why do you need to know this? Well, brothers and sisters, living here in Britain, we hear the voices of forces at work trying to tell us who we are, trying to distort who we are. Ignorant people in our midst who are angry about our presence, our political participation. It irks them that we are confident and that we're raising future generations of confident believers who are British. But many of them, they just don't know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. They don't know the truth about our community. They've never met a Muslim. So I've got six things that I would like each and every one of us Muslims of Britain to do. Because we are the future of Britain. We are officially the future of Britain because we are the fastest growing religious group in Britain. We are the ones who have the biggest families and the strongest families. And also we are sharing the message of Islam. So here are the six things. Number one, enter into Islam completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this in the Quran. Enter into Islam completely. And what I mean by that is, don't be half-hearted. You can't sit on the fence anymore. No. You can't have excuses for not obeying Allah anymore. Don't give yourselves those excuses. Enter into Islam completely and make it your life. The second thing I would like each and every one of us to do is to be the givers in society, not the takers. Look around you in your community. Look around you even on your street, in your neighborhoods. Have you actually reached out to anyone around you? Have you made the lives of the people next door to you better or worse? Are we a community in Britain that is seen as people who are always taking? Or can we become known as the ones who are the greatest contributors to the benefit of our fellow citizens? So be the givers, not the takers. The third thing I would like each and every one of us to do is to share the message of Islam. Share the message of Islam, as Sheikh Abdul Rahim said. How is it that you have this precious gift of Islam that would improve the lives of the thousands and millions of people around us who are crying out for guidance? They're crying out to know who their creator is. They're crying out to know how to rid themselves of toxic modernity. And you've never, ever shared the message with them? It can't be so, dear brothers and sisters. So make it your mission to share the message of Islam whenever you get a chance. Number four, expect the pushback. Expect the pushback. As our numbers swell, as our impact increases, you can see the pushback is already here, right? The Muslim vote they talk about now. Why? Because you all came out and you all voted. You all made your voices heard in the last election. And I want to say to you that whenever we do that, whenever the Muslim community stands up, people are going to start to push back. Be prepared for that pushback. Never show weakness. If you want to cry, cry into your prayer mat. Cry in your prayer mat, but do not show weakness to those who would like to see us be weakened. And stay on the path, steadfast. Number five, hold on to your families and your kids. Brothers and sisters, our families being strong is what makes our community strong. This society encourages us to separate ourselves from our children at such a young age. Hold on to those kids. They are precious. Mothers, mothers of the Ummah, you are the ones who create the culture in the home. You are the ones who convey the message and bring out the iman of your children. Never outsource that to anyone else. Hold on to your kids. And the sixth thing that I would like all of us as British Muslims to do is to live for a vision beyond our own lives. Brothers and sisters, we're only here for a few years. In 100 years' time, inshallah, there'll be a whole other generation of people in this room. Perhaps none of us will be left here. What are you leaving behind for them? Think strategically. What are you doing that's going to make and pave the way for them to thrive, for the ummah to thrive? Live for a vision beyond your own life. So why do we need to do these six things? Because, brothers and sisters, Britain is home now. I did a talk a few weeks ago somewhere, and we made a dua. And at the end, I said, I made dua for our country. Our country. And some people, or one person actually, contacted me afterwards and objected to this. How can you call Britain our country? She said. And I was thinking, for how long, brothers and sisters, are we going to not consider Britain our country? If you were deported, you'd be deported back to Britain. When you're ill, you go to the NHS, right? When you go abroad and you need help, you go to the British Embassy. We were born here, our children were born here, our grandchildren will be born here, inshallah. It's time to embrace the fact that we are here and we are here to stay. And we care about the people of this country. We want the betterment of this country. Brothers and sisters, let the people around us know that Islam is a source of light and guidance for this land. Unfortunately, sometimes some of us give Islam a bad name. When Ahmed and Muhammad and Fatima are criminals or part of a grooming gang, unfortunately, it reflects on us. They smear all of us. So each and every one of us is an ambassador for Islam in this country. And you must always remember that. And I want to end with this, brothers and sisters. There are some in some quarters, because of the ignorance that still prevails, who say that they want phrases like Allahu Akbar to be banned. SubhanAllah. They don't know that we as Muslims, we say Allahu Akbar when we're happy. We say Allahu Akbar when we're scared. God is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater than our problems. Allah is greater than this challenge. Allah is greater than this pain that I'm feeling. We say Allahu Akbar in our prayers. We say Allahu Akbar in the adhan. And yes, we also say Allahu Akbar when we are resisting oppression. So brothers and sisters, I want to end on the count of three with you giving a message to those who say that they want to ban Allahu Akbar by saying it at the top of your voices. So what do we say, brothers and sisters, to those who want to ban Allahu Akbar? One, two, three. Jazakumullahu khairan, brothers and sisters. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.